TR. Good morning, Dave.
Call in 0TR, KB4CBA. How'd you know I'd still be here?
Bernice told me. She was running the mixer a while ago, and you couldn't make heads or tails out of what I was saying anyways with that thing going in the background. She's making a big, beautiful red cake.
That's good. Tell you what, she's always fixing something, and it always sounds good. Tell you what, I wish I could get a good bite of what she's fixing there. Since I'm trying to stay off of sugar, I guess I better not.
I think that's a good thing, Dave. Everyone in my family, except me and my brother, were obese. And I surely would never make fun of anyone's obese. My sisters, if they looked at food, they gained weight. And I could eat a whole side of beef and never gained a pound. It was just genetics, I think. My dad was heavy, my mom was skinny, and me and my brother took after my mom, and unfortunately my sisters took after dad as far as weight goes. They fought it all their lives, and so did my youngest sister's daughter, and it's a tough go. I try to watch it some, but now, like this cake, I'll have a piece of it sometime today, and maybe one more piece, and that's all. And we give the rest away.
Well, that works. I can't imagine, you know, you eating a whole cake or half of a whole cake, letting Bernice have the other half, and you'd be the size you are. But anyway, oh me. Well, I'm pulling in Wally Mart here. I'm gonna pick up some oil for my motorcycle and try to start putting that thing back together today.
Excellent. Did you find your repair part for your clutch on eBay?
No, I did find it. I don't remember where we bought it. It wasn't eBay. My wife doesn't like to buy off eBay. So, but I did. It was in a motorcycle store in Ozark, Alabama. And them and one other motorcycle dealership had it in stock. And since they don't make them anymore, once those two are gone, that'll be it. So I got one of them.
What was the piece for the clutch, Dave? I know that's a hydraulically operated clutch, you said. What piece did you have? And by the way, we don't buy very little off of eBay, but it seems to be pretty secure because they only take PayPal now, so they don't have any control over your bank card or anything. Anyways, tell me what part that was. I'm just curious. I never had a hydraulic clutch.
Well, it's I don't know the technical term for it. The they call the piece that goes through it is the piece that the hydraulic clutch actuator actually pushes in on the clutch. So this piece is a larger piece that rod slides through, and then it's sits in a bigger shaft. So it's like a, the shaft is like a two-piece shaft, and then it's got this thin rod about the size of a pencil, I guess, maybe a little bigger, and it's not very long, and it disengages and engages the clutch. And we have PayPal, and we have bought off of eBay, but I don't know, for some reason she just likes to stay away from it. I couldn't tell you.
There's nothing wrong with that. Everybody's got their preferences. And like I say, we don't use it too much, but once in a while they got things you can't find anywhere else. Usually Amazon. I've gotten two packages lately from Amazon. That the last one was a pair of baby shoes. I didn't even bother to call them this time. It upset me the first time, and then I thought, to heck with that. If they want to send something, send it. Because it didn't show up on my account or on my bank card. But anyways, I had a hydraulic assist clutch on the old Nissan 86, 86 and a half, I guess it was. And so I'm sure you're probably familiar with that, that little cylinder underneath. Now and then you'd have to change a kit in it or change the cylinder itself. I'm glad I don't have an older car anymore that's really old like that. Ours is 10 years old on our Avalon, but not that many miles, so still parts are available, I would think, up until now. Probably all setting off of Long Beach. Anyways, you have a good day, Dave. I'm glad to hear you found your part. And you're welcome to stop by and have a piece of cake if you want. But like I said, let me drop this. And when I mentioned the maintenance on the carts in Walmart and that the other day, I was talking about people that were 350 to 500 pounds were overloading them, and then they'd have to be repaired because it's not made for, I think the guy at Walmart was telling me it was 250 pounds, and he was griping about it because they break, you know, they overheat and they break. But that's in no way making fun of somebody that's obese. Heck, I'm obese. I'm not that big, but I'd rather it be about 10 or 20 less. Anyways, glad you got your motorcycle fixed. It's a beautiful day. You have a good day. And I'm going outside and use some Goo Gone on a place I had double back tape in my truck. See if I can get that off. KB4CBA and 0TR73's day.
Have a good day. Enjoy that cake. And when you get a bite of it, say, that's for David. Oh, man. And I just bought me a motorcycle jack from Harbor Freight, and so I'm spending some money today. I got the good one too. I didn't get the cheap one, so I'm spending some money today. But anyway, it ain't gonna hurt me none. So we'll talk to you later. 73 N0TR KB4CPA clear.
Anything that goes towards safety is all right by me. I dealt with high voltage all my life and heavy weights. And I'd like to have one for my lawnmower, but I haven't got no place to store the jack for this riding lawnmower so I can take the blades off myself. But my neighbor does it for me. 73's Dave. Talk to you later. N0TR clear.